BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. Hiya. Innuendo Bingo coming up with Rihanna off a film. She's back. Very wet one today and some excellent clips from you. From shows like Four in a Bed, May the Best House Win, and from Matt Johnson off this morning. It's a good one. More on Chris's £100 bargain holiday to Tenerife. Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth, and we discuss the 5, 8, 10 second rule, whatever it is, with food on the floor.
BBC Radio 1.
We're about to get wet.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And we say good afternoon to Rihanna, Radio 1's film expert.
Hi.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm wearing a special T-shirt.
You what?
I'm wearing a special T-shirt that says Red A on it.
Are you?
Yeah, I bought it just for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're about to play the bingo. Oh yeah, you are wearing a Red A. Now, you sounded like you were having a lovely time on the Radio 1 breakfast show this morning.
There were a lot of cakes that I was eating.
Did you meet Paramore?
I didn't. I missed them.
You missed Paramore but ate some cake.
Yeah, I did see Hulk Hogan, who is basically just one big photo op for everyone.
I like the colour, though. I'm working towards his colour.
The mahogany.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm that age, I want to be like that colour. I will wear sunglasses at all times.
What about the facial hair?
I work on that. You're Chris?
Yes.
Ready with the bin there?
I'm ready.
Okay. We haven't played with Rihanna for a while because she's so busy.
I've missed you guys so much. I get butterflies when I hear other people doing it.
Do you feel like that should be me?
Yeah, always.
Do you feel like you own this town, this game?
Not own it, but I'm gel when other people are on it.
Okay. Well, we've got some good ones for you today. Let me know where you are listening and watching, please. You can watch us on the Radio 1 website. I know you're thinking, oh, I can't be bothered, but actually, it'll change your life. It makes it so much better. Watch for the first time today. You won't go back. You'll always watch it after that. Okay, so you got your water there. It's nice and cold.
Right then.
It's really cold. Cheers.
It's colder than normal, isn't it?
Well, it generally is. That's why. Fern and Jess and Charlie are at Bangor University eating pizza and watching. Have you still got like that cookie dough in your molars? That's going to come out, isn't it? Okay. Also, we've got Craig watching in Southampton for the first time. Here we go then. Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. And it all happens on Bargain Hunt these days.
Okay, well, you hold it. I'll take the top off.
You take the top off.
Run your finger round the rim.
Strong start.
Okay, well, you hold it. I'll take the top
you
off.
You take the top off.
Run your finger round the rim.
That took me by surprise. That did.
Little spurt in Chris's face to start with.
Yep.
Classic.
You didn't go then, did you, Chris?
Mm.
No. Unlike you. Mm. Holly from Birmingham sent this one in. As we go over to... Who was that? Someone's stomach or the chair? Rihanna. Let's go over to our colleagues on This Morning.
It's fine if you don't have to go anywhere and do anything. Mm. It's nice, you can play.
And the next one, this in Dorset. 6 inches deep, I'm still coming.
Yeah, it was something you had to wait for the end of that clip. That to be perfect.
Yeah. I love the hub. One day I'll get to be on the hub.
Oh, my tooth!
It's cold. I don't know why today.
It's really
icy
painful.
Cold.
Oh, okay.
Okay, more water, please. Lots of water. And over to Five Live, where there was a big debate going on Stephen Nolan's show.
You know, don't you wonder when somebody says, this is a full 12-incher, and you think, yeah, right, let me measure that. Hey, it's only 11 and a half inches. You've done us out of half an inch. And, you know, if you're paying for it, you'd like that half an inch back.
Okay. I'm sorry, I choked a little bit.
Get up.
I spurted upwards and then choked.
Playing by the rules.
Mm.
Do you know what Lisa Tarbuck loves more than anything?
I might need some water. Oh, thank you.
I'll continue. Do you know what Lisa Tarbuck loves more than anything?
The crowd don't
understand.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Sometimes you just need a bit of old-fashioned rod.
The music at the end really makes it for me.
Sorry, I wasn't sure where that was going.
Sometimes you just need a bit of old-fashioned rod.
Thank you.
That went all over my face, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Projectile, that one.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
Okay, we're warming up now. Hello, James and Danny, secretly listening in college. Adam Preston listening in his van. Jamie is watching for the first time on the website. And so is Kirsty in Cardiff. Got a snow day. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to one of my fave shows, actually. Four in a Bed.
These hosts were hoping to offer guaranteed satisfaction at Satis House in Suffolk.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is just amazing, Dick.
Oh!
That's the bloke's name, that they're called Megan and Dick.
This is just amazing, Dick.
These Lycra pants are really not helping right now.
Have you been leggings. Exercising?
No, these are my gym trousers, but I don't think they count if you never wear them to the gym.
No.
/ go to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cindy's been on. She sent this in. It's from another one of my favourites, May the Best House Win. Have you not seen it, ITV?
I forgot I had water in my mouth. No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on here.
I wouldn't mind having a chug up and down. I think that would be quite relaxing.
Do you want to ask her?
Well, ask her.
Would you like a chug up and down?
I'd like a quick chug up and down.
Oh, would you really?
What's happened?
It's gone right down my back.
Yes.
Yes! Over the hair and down the back.
Oh, God. I can't sit down.
All right. Are we ready?
Oh, it's wet, isn't
Oh, you
it?
Are
it's
wet.
It's really wet.
Ready? Now, I don't know whether you've seen the Saturday night genius that is Splash. But they do ask the guests some very personal questions.
Listen, getting hit in the ring must hurt. Hitting the water looks pretty painful too. What's worse?
Where's it gone, Chris?
Legs.
Close up.
Getting hit in the ring must hurt.
Okay.
Close-ups? Since when have we had them?
Oh, yeah, we've got it all now. We've got Zoom and everything.
That's worrying.
Yeah. Not just the one shot now. This is a four-camera shoot, darling. And more water, please. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, but Countryfile has changed quite a bit recently. And now, Matt Baker gets very personal with some of the guests.
This looks pretty hairy, Ben. Good luck.
This bit here is the hairiest bit.
That was so weird.
That was rubbish.
I thought it was good.
This is just amazing, Dick.
Oh, she's gone.
Jeez.
Sorry, was that an action shot?
Okay, more water, please. Okay. Getting through them.
God, this.
Okay. And. What's going on? Oh, it's all down your top now. Okay. Guess who's back on Four in a Bed?
Megan and Dick were equally determined to find a faux pas in the boudoir.
Well, I can't find any dust on it, Dick.
That's my favourite.
It's good, isn't it? Another reason to watch Four in a Bed. More water.
Yeah. Well, I can't find any dust on it.
Oh! Oh, no! Oh, Chris.
Oh. Okay. And finally, on this round of Innuendo Bingo, we've got some snooker for you. Ready? Eye contact, please.
And in the end, nobody really remembers long term. It's another one to notch up, and he's done it professionally, sometimes from behind.
Chris is off.
And he's done it professionally, sometimes from behind.
You right there, Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. We can't find any dust on your deck.
Oh, I knew it was going to come. Yeah.
Oh, why is there brass? That's from earlier when I was brushing up Timberlake. Oh, don't choke, Rihanna.
Is that one?
I don't know. Well, I enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that?
This is just amazing, Dick.
That was today's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening. Now let's all have a wipe down and a lie down.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Following on from you doing your imaginary eating yesterday, which you do a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done it today at all?
No, I had an actual lasagna for today. No need to imagine it.
So no need to imagine it mouthful by mouthful.
No.
Right, my Twitter went mad last night after the show from people that do this. Like, they imagine eating whole, like, tubs of ice cream. And literally, they'll sit there for 20 minutes eating the whole tub, but not actually eating it, just in their mind.
I recommend it if someone's really bored, if you're really bored and you're on a train or something like that, just pass the time.
Tuck in.
Have a roast.
In your head. Following on from that, can I just ask, can I just put it out there and ask people what we all think is an acceptable time to drop a piece of food on the floor, pick it back up off the floor, and then put it in your mouth? Because I thought it was 10 seconds.
10?
Yeah.
Generally, it's 3.
Is it 3?
I'm happy with 5.
oh, I went for 10 last night.
You do 10?
Well, I did. But here's the thing. Did the germs sit around looking at the food thinking, wait for it, hang on, we've got to wait for 10 seconds, and go, pounce?
I don't know. I can't tell you the science behind it.
Surely the germs, like, as soon as you drop on the floor, the germs are on it. So why 3 seconds? Why 5 seconds? Why, in my extremely long case, 10 seconds, which I think is a bit long, actually.
So you think there's a code of conduct with germs?
I think, I mean, how long do they wait before they go, pounce? Like on those little adverts with their cartoons, you know?
I don't know. I don't know what they're, what the sort
how
of
do
official...
they work? Like, does anyone know? Okay. Yeah, there's some science people texting in.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. A surprising amount of our listeners today are asking about an update on Chris's holiday, which he's going, right. he's going to book.
I cannot believe how many people tweeted me last night concerned, and I think you've put the fear into them.
I was texting you quite late last night, if I seem to remember.
I mean, yeah, even you sent me 4 or 5 texts saying, Chris, I'm not sure about this holiday.
It just seems a bit too good to be true. So Chris is planning a holiday to a Spanish island. How much is it costing you?
Between 4 of us, £100. which I know sounds very cheap, but...
Does it not sound a little bit too cheap to you?
But all of the reviews...
I'm all for a bargain.
The reviews are amazing, and the photos look good as well. So
some of your texts last night were really annoying me.
You get genuinely annoyed.
I was like, well, I'm not even going to reply now. Like, go for it. Just book it.
But I appreciate that you have offered to try help find me a holiday at a reasonable rate. And
listen to this. Other than the price, there just doesn't seem to be a problem. And realistically, the reviews have all come from normal people. Remember, with the flights, it adds on a bit more. It's £100 between 4 people. And what does that include? Champagne?
A bottle of champagne on arrival and a food pack.
Nothing's making you suspicious still, is it?
But what's really nice is obviously loads of people heard this yesterday. And one of my friends has helped me save a bit more money by giving me a Spanish, what do you call them, phrase books?
Oh, awesome.
To help learn the language. Because I obviously don't want to go out there and be a lout.
No,
or a Larry Brit.
You don't want to be one of those people that turns up and knows nothing of the language. Because you've never done that.
I've never done that.
In all your trips to, where have you been?
Well, they're always cultured. Cavos, Malia, Zante, Magaluf, Napa.
Where's Cavos again? What island?
Somewhere near Paphos or something.
No, what island is it?
Paphos.
Which is, belongs to the country of?
Greece.
Yeah. So, I mean, you always say...
Is that right?
Hello. Yes, that's right, it's Greek, yeah. You always say hello in Greek and thank you and stuff.
Yeah, so I've got this phrase...
Because there's so much call for it in Kavos, because everyone there is Greek.
Yeah. Okay, so I've never really needed a phrase book before, but I'm trying to be cultured with this holiday.
Well, I'm looking forward to the text that you send me when you get there. Seriously, if it's a great deal, if it is a good a deal as this, then I'm pleased for you, but I'm just a little bit wary.
So I've got this phrase book
Because where is it? Tenerife you're going?
Yes.
That is a Spanish island.
Yeah, I found out yesterday that's Spain.
And you'd like to speak Tenerifean when you're there.
I do. But in this phrase book, I was looking through it and I was like, some of these phrases, when am I ever going to need them?
I know. I've got some here, actually. We've got the Spanish first and then what it means in English. And this is, I mean, I've checked, this is from the actual book that you've been lent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's hear the first one.
Nació el 5 de julio de 1884.
Now, I can't see when you're going to need this. The translation is...
She was born on the 5th July, 1884.
When are you going to use that?
It's just, what got me with that one is just how specific it is.
She was born on the 5th July, 1884.
You're talking about someone there who is 128 years old, if my maths is correct.
Yeah. And I'd be needing to have a conversation about that person to a Spaniard.
Nació el 5 de julio de 1884.
I don't know why that's in there. Man, do they live that long in the Mediterranean, though? It's all that fish, isn't it?
It's true.
And the patatas bravas.
And the olives.
And the olives and that. I can't see you using that one. Okay, here's the next one. In what situation can you imagine yourself using this?
Está aquí su esposo.
I can't remember. I can't even remember myself what this was now.
That is.
Is your husband here?
Is your husband here?
That was it. Yeah. I mean, why is that in there?
Está aquí su esposo.
Or.
Is your husband here?
No, I can't.
When would you use that exactly,
right,
Chris?
Okay.
In what situation would you think you're on holiday in Tenerife and you're asking a lady, is your husband here?
Yeah.
When would that... What situation?
Not on this type of holiday.
Right, sure.
Honestly.
Right. Another one.
Solo quiero estirarme en la arena.
Once again, the translation.
I just want to stretch out in the sand.
Is that the same conversation as the one before? I've just realised I could link those.
Is your husband here? I just want to stretch out in the sand. Why would you use that? I mean, Like, if you want to stretch out in the sand, do you have to ask anybody? Excuse me, I just want to stretch out on the sand.
And what an odd way to put
it. Just do it. Surely.
I just want to stretch out in the sand.
You're a well-travelled person.
Thank
Is this
you.
The kind of stuff you need to really know for a culture holiday?
That's what sometimes confuses me about phrase books. I do look through them. Like, I went to... Oh, stop. The beach has stopped.
Ruined the mood.
It's back. I went to Greece, to the mainland, and I got a phrase book, and there's some really weird stuff in there that you'd never need.
But have you ever heard this? Has someone ever said this to you? Is this a common thing out there?
No.
Stretching in the sand?
No.
¿Cuándo empieza el desfile de la cuadrilla?
Once again, I'm not sure you'd need it in Tenerife.
When does the parade of the bullfighters begin?
Yeah. When does the parade of the bullfighters begin?
Here's a good one.
Ya no sé, María.
You know what that means?
I can't remember.
Have you found your sea legs?
Yeah. See, I need to learn all this.
Have you found your sea legs? What?
What does that mean?
I've never even asked that question in English. When we've been on holiday, have I ever said to you, hey, Chris, have you found your sea legs?
But there's not... I can't work out what that would... In what possible conversation we'd need to be having that discussion.
Well, in case you do...
Have you found your sea legs?
How you say that is... This.
Ya no sé, María.
Ya no sé, María.
That's it. If you ever need it. And finally, for your holiday, speaking Tenerifean.
¿Dónde está mi manta?
And that translates to...
Where is my rug?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you take a rug on holiday? You put it over your knees, like a nan.
Assume that is covered in my accommodation costs.
Oh, yeah, there'll definitely be a rug. So you're going to spend, let me get this right, 25 quid each for a week.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Still nothing that is ringing alarm bells for you now.
Someone's texting saying seals don't lay eggs.
Oh, no, it's sea legs, not seal eggs.
Oh, sea, yeah, that
sea
was confusing
legs,
me there.
As in the sea, legs. Still wouldn't. I wouldn't
Have
use
you
seal
found
legs.
Your seal's eggs.
I wouldn't use that either. The Scott Mills Daily. Generally 50-50 people's response to this. Some people are saying you're going to have an amazing time. Some people say that the hotel won't have been built when you got there.
It really is like a sort of Team Chris, Team Scott thing at the moment.
But I like the adventure of it, that you fly all the way there and you don't know quite what's going to happen. Even though the pictures, I agree, Chris, do look fabulous. Can we set you a challenge?
Sorry, this is my holiday. I'm so excited about this holiday. And now I'm thinking...
Well, I think you should go. And I think that we should also set you a challenge where, is it a week?
Mm.
In that week, you get all of those phrases into a conversation somehow.
Yeah.
And like maybe record it, like video it on your phone. So the first one.
Solo quiero estirarme en la arena.
Solo
quiero estirarme en la arena.
I just want to stretch out in the sand.
In the marina.
This one's a bit obvious and easier.
Está aquí su esposo.
Está aquí su esposo.
That's, is your husband here? Slightly harder.
Nació el 5 de julio de
1884. What? Just been texting. Hey, guapa is. Hey, beautiful.
Nació el 5 de julio de 1884.
Yeah, you're going to have to learn that
This
one.
Is going to take work,
that
isn't
was,
it?
She was born on the 5th of July, 1884. And here's one for you.
¿Dónde está mi manta?
¿Dónde está mi manta?
Where is my rug? Charlie Lincoln says, I'm jealous. I wish I could get a holiday for £100. Where did you find it? Stop laughing, Scott. Well, we'll see, won't we? When is it, May?
Middle of May.
I don't know why this is causing me such amusement at the moment. I'm sorry, but it is. It's just like you booking a holiday is funny.
Yeah.
Because you've never, it's not a kind of thing you do.
Well, it's not. And any time I've had an opportunity to get some time off or anything like that, you said, look, go book yourself a holiday. Go do
I
it.
Find you the flights for quite cheap. And you're like, yeah, I'll do it. And then you end up spending an... week in Watford again.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed that you've got as far as, have you actually booked it or have you just reserved
it? Well, what it is it's one of those voucher things. So I've bought the voucher for it.
Right.
And then
is that as far as it's going
to
go?
Well, no, because when that expires, I've then got to call the hotel and that, I mean, I admit, that's where I worry there might be problems, but we'll see.
I've been ringing them for 5 days now. No answer. I can't wait.
But we'll see. Scott
News. BBC Radio 1. Yes, I like it when people off the telly who featured on Innuendo Bingo tweet about it. Good afternoon to Matt Johnson off of The Hub on This Morning, who's just been on, saying it's a great honour that he was featured on today's Innuendo Bingo. It was the one about the depth of the snow.
Yes.
You know which one I'm talking about if you heard it. Thank you, Matt Johnson. Come and play the along with the Innuendo Bingo soon. Maybe we can get him in.
We've talked about doing this kind of thing. Get Phil Spencer in.
Yes. He loves it when he's on.
Get people who are on a lot.
He does it on purpose. It's like, oh, I'm in another 1940s semi. Mm. Yeah, all right, Phil. Matt Johnson would be good, though.
Mm.
The ladies love him. Hey, Charlie Sloth.
Hey.
Now, I'll let you into a little secret, everybody. Charlie isn't feeling the best right now.
No.
He's got a show on BBC Radio 1 Extra at 4 o'clock. What's up?
Just overeaten, Scott.
He's eaten a lot.
Overeaten?
I just asked him what he ate, and he said everything.
The best looking fat man in the world has overeaten.
Yeah, we went for a tie, me and my producer, Denise, and I couldn't quite decide what to have.
So you didn't?
I just had everything.
Yeah.
I just had the whole menu.
Literally.
So I have a bit of everything, please. And
at lunchtime?
Yeah. And I'm waddling. I can't even walk.
I was like, what's wrong? He came towards the studio. I was like, what's wrong with you? You can't walk. He's like, oh, do you do first aid? Seriously, in pain right now.
Yeah.
You're going to be all right for your show? Do you need me to take over? I could do one extra.
I think a couple of farts and I'll be there.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Charlie Sloth.
It's all right.
Can you do them in there as opposed to in here?
I was actually going to do them in here.
No,
so
don't,
though. Appreciate them.
No, because this isn't your studio. Go into your own and then you can fart away.
Okay.
And now it's time for Real or No Real.
Yay!
With farty Charlie Sloth off of BBC Radio 1 Extra. He's eating a tie. All of it. Okay. So, selection of these, you know by now. What are we doing with the points? So we're doing 10. Let's go back to 10.
Yeah,
sorry, everyone. 10.3 was way hard. Some of these are real, some of them aren't. But you tell me, real or no real?
Skrillex songs are actually just a compilation of recordings of American car alarms.
Wow. Could well be.
Definitely could be.
But beautifully put together.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? We're not faulting his production skills.
No, we are
just
not.
The man can use...
any alarm.
Alarms like no one else can.
Real or no real? Charlie Sloth, for your views on Skrillex?
I think he's an amazing producer. I can actually see him now. I've got visions of him going out with his portable recording kit and like kicking cars to set the alarms off.
Woo, 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 woo. I love that.
Yeah. I don't think it's real, though.
I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I almost believed it. And here's your neck. Charlie, you look really uncomfortable. Are you sure you're okay?
I think I'm going to be all right.
All right, cool. Just breathe.
I'm finding it hard to breathe. Is that bad?
No, no, you're fine. I'm a first aider, if that helps.
Yeah.
And next.
It is legal for first cousins to marry in Utah, as long as they're both 65 years of age or older.
Utah. Wow. Yeah, well, this place has been on before with some funny laws.
They do like to have a funny law.
And this sounds so specific that I doubt it's made up.
You can go out with your cousin, can't you?
I don't know what the rules are with this.
I'd rather not continue.
I think in the UK you can. You can have marry you looked your first into this?
Cousin. I think you can marry your cousin.
Yeah, you can, your first cousin. I think you can't marry your second cousin, which is bizarre because of the genetics, which means that the babies might come out.
You've obviously looked into this.
A little bit.
Anyway, so real or no real in Utah, first cousins marrying.
I'm going to say real on this one.
Yeah, I want to go with real as well.
That one is real.
Both doing really well today, despite the food hangover. And next.
You are more likely to remember what you've written if you write it in blue ink.
Oh, that's interesting if it's true.
I've read about this somewhere that certain colours do, but I'm not sure it's blue. And actually, no, thinking about it, that's rubbish. It shouldn't matter, really, what colour.
I like it. You're like, yes, I've read this, and I've read, oh, actually, that's rubbish.
No, because I'm...
Complete about turn.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
Well, this is interesting. This is very interesting because I remember when I was a wee lad and my mum used to send me to the shop to get groceries, and when she would write it in red or black ink, I would generally forget things. But now I think about it, every time she wrote the little messenger note in blue, I never forgot anything.
Whatever.
What story?
I was genuinely looking at him for a second. Going,
and that's a fact.
Engrossed in his story.
As if. Real or no real?
That's real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Told you.
Oh, yes, Charlie.
There you go.
There we are. Next on Real or No Real.
42% of librarians have never used the word shh.
See, I've never been into a library where they've gone shh. I think it's a myth. No, I don't think they do.
Because yeah, as soon as you walk into a library, it's you. Yeah, I've had that all the time at school.
No, I just think everyone's generally quiet, and like I've never. Well, maybe at school then, but like after school, you don't hear people going shh in the library because everyone's been quiet anyway. They know.
42% as well. That's a lot.
Saying they've never said shh.
Maybe they don't want to be stereotyped like that, librarians. They feel like they're quiet.
Charlie?
I'm thinking this one's not true.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. We're winning today, Chris.
I can't believe this.
You're doing really well.
And here's your last one.
Television remote controls work by flashing up a message on the remote when you press the button that tells you to get up and change the channel yourself. When you return to your seat, it erases your memory, making you believe it did it for you.
Well, that's very
what's
clever.
Really annoying about this. To catch up with Charlie, I need to go the opposite of what he's going to say. And this is ridiculous.
Is it, though?
Can I hear it again?
Yeah, it's quite a lot to take in.
Television remote controls work by flashing up a message on the remote when you press the button that tells you to get up and change the channel yourself. When you return to your seat, it erases your memory, making you believe it did it for you.
That is bizarre. That is really bizarre.
If real.
I'm having flashbacks.
That's what we're saying here.
I'm having flashbacks.
So you think this has happened to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you want to go real then?
I had a funny incident last night, actually. I was sitting there and I was watching TV.
What are you watching?
Big Brother.
I feel like we should get like a coffee or something whilst he does this.
No, this is a true story.
It's none of the Charlie stories. Sit back and enjoy.
Sit
relax.
Back and relax. I'm watching Big Brother.
Aren't they terrible, that Spidey?
I hate them.
Oh.
They're horrible.
I know, the way they're talking to that Claire.
Horrible.
I know.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm feeling a little bit peckish. And an ad break came on. And as you do when the ad breaks come on, you turn it over. And so I've turned it over. Well, I thought I turned it over. I pressed the next channel button. And A few minutes later, Big Brother was back on and I was stuffed. And there was loads of, like, crisp packets and chocolate wrappers and...
What's going on?
Trifle boxes and...
Trifle?
Everything. But I can't remember eating it.
I'm still...
There we are. So...
That was worth it. Another song coming soon, listeners. Real or no real?
That's not real.
Oh, please say real. You just put us through that.
No, it's not real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Wow, love your stories, Charlie.
Thank you.
There's something in this, in Charlie's stories.
Yeah. There is.
Story time.
Yeah. Okay. For now, what have we got today with the scores?
Okay, it's back to normal with the 10 points, so it's nice and easy. I've got 40, Charlie got 50.
Well done, Charlie Slough. You see, the stories work.
Yeah!
Yes!
Whoa! The Scott Mills Daily.
Just asking about, well, I'll get on to what we're saying about picking food out of the bins later.
No.
Not just any old bin. I'm talking about a bin that's in your house. I've done that. But I'm talking at the moment about what's the rule on food that you've dropped on the floor. How long can you pick it back up for? 10-second rule, saying some people, 8 seconds, 5-second rule. There doesn't seem to be, I'm surprised about this, any kind of agreement from the scientific community at all about when the bacteria decides to hit.
There's been a lot of scientists on.
There have, but they're all saying something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. No one seems to know. 5 seconds seems to be the most popular. Oh, apparently there are bridges that are made between the germs and the food. They build a bridge, and that's up to 7 seconds. As if you're a science person. Oh, no, they are. They're loving show, listening from my desk at my brilliant science job. Sorry, Kira. My apologies. By the way, Mythbusters have already done this, dropping food on the floor, then getting it off the floor and eating it thing. Doesn't make any difference in the time. The germs hit straight away.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow, join us between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't, then that's fine. Get our best bits on this podcast tomorrow. Just download the Scott Mills Daily for free. It's Tap End Day tomorrow.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.